In the Czech Republic, smokers, roughly a quarter of the population, burn through 21 billion cigarettes each year. But after last Friday, they may soon no longer be able to smoke in restaurants or pubs. Lawmakers in the lower house of parliament passed a long-awaited anti-smoking bill. Jan Wellinger has the details.
The Czech Republic has long suffered the reputation of being one of the last holdouts in Europe which had not implemented a comprehensive smoking ban, despite the wishes of a majority of the population and even smokers themselves. Last Friday, the country took a major step forward, passing a bill at last, which, if approved by the Senate and signed by the President, will come into law next year. Protected will be non-smokers, including, for example, personnel at restaurants who are in daily danger from secondhand smoke. And the only place consumers will be allowed to smoke in drinking and eating establishments will be in so-called předzahrádky, that's dooryards in front of the venues. The new health minister, Miloslav Ludvík, only days in the new post and building on 3 years' work by his predecessor, Svatopluk Němeček, admitted before MPs last Friday he was nervous ahead of the vote.
I stand before you for the first time as Minister of Health, and I have to say that my voice is trembling just a little.
Not so long ago, numerous politicians, health officials and dedicated anti-smoking campaigners were doubtful that a bill such as this one would ever be approved, citing the strong tobacco lobby in the country. And on the day, plenty of MPs certainly tried to push through around 70 changes which would have watered legislation down. The last time it was Civic Democrat MP Marek Benda who pushed for establishments to have special rooms on the premises for smokers, effectively downing that bill from being approved. This time there was a different result. And under the bill, smoking will no longer be allowed not only in those eating establishments but also in designated areas at cinemas or sports venues. And one aspect, though, which was not approved was a ban on smoking in cars where children are passengers. After the development afterwards, the Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that the bill had passed as approved by the government. He called the approval a signal that the government had been sincere in its effort to protect the health of their citizens. And some of those who came out against, Communist MP Leo Luzar, who slammed the bill as amateurish, and Topo 9's leader Miroslav Kalousek. The latter stated he had nothing against the smoking ban as such, but suggested he could not vote for this bill in good conscience.
Under normal circumstances, I would back an anti-smoking bill. But I couldn't raise my hand for further regulative and repressive measures in the government's war against entrepreneurs.
If approved by the Senate and signed by the President, who already has said he will not veto the bill, the new legislation will come into law on May 31st, 2017, which, fittingly enough, is World No Tobacco Day.